open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Pine Room Podcast.
We didn't clap. Wait.
Episode 119, Soup.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 119 of the Pine Room Podcast. This is season number two starting Season two starts right now, and this episode is brought to you by...
No, you do first.
Little Caesar's Pizza.
That's not true.
This episode is brought to you in part by...
Chuck E. Cheese.
Bengay.
We should get a sponsorship from Bengay.
What do they do?
It's for rashes.
It's for arthritis.
No, it's not. You put it in your groin.
No, that's
cortisone, I thought.
Oh, that's icy hot.
Bengay is for carpal tunnel, I think.
Jarrett, today's episode is brought to you by...
Marlboro cigarettes.
Oh, let's go.
Cooley, the 119th episode, season two, is brought to you by...
Popeyes, let's go.
None of those are a sponsor, as much as we wish they were.
Little Caesars, the gift that keeps on giving.
Man, I imagine we had like a nice...
And you know what it gives? Diarrhea.
Dude.
Marlboro would be a nice... Like, imagine we have like a nice Marlboro sign right behind us.
Every episode you have to smoke a cig.
At least one pack.
The roof is real smoky.
I got Popeyes, yes. Was that yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, and they put pickles on my sandwich.
How to come out?
What do you mean how to come out? Ew.
Oh, hey, I have a question. For $1 million, you have to go eat somewhere, but you have to have like really bad bathroom experience within the first 10 minutes of eating it. Where are you going?
That's like 90%.
Like, that you want to go? Like
no.
You mean
You win $1 million if you go eat somewhere and you're on the toilet within the next 10 minutes of eating it.
Hibachi.
Wait.
Cools, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Can I be in my own house or is it the restaurant bathroom?
Well, that means somebody would have to make you the food in your own house.
Look, I can DoorDash it, can't I?
Ooh.
Yeah, beat you.
My question is, what makes you go to the bathroom quickly?
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty solid all the way around. There's nothing.
Hey,
really.
I just realized.
As soon as I take a sip of an
energy
drink.
I started going at noon now. That's like my time.
Wow.
I remember this. You said that it was weird that I had a schedule I went.
Because mine was random all the time. Like, I would go all the time, and since we've had that conversation, I realized that I go at noon.
Is it
12:05.
When do you eat in the morning?
On the dot.
I don't eat in the morning.
What makes your bowels get moving that it's at 12:05?
Well, I eat late at night.
I can tell you probably eats like three in the fucking morning.
Like at 10 o'clock right last night, I had like
cookies?
Six stuffed banana peppers.
Ew. Six stuffed banana peppers.
At what time?
At like 10 o'clock. It was
at night?
Yeah,
wait a second.
Your poor body.
It wrecked me.
Dear God.
At 12:05.
I was burping it up all day.
So at 10, you just had a hankering for...
Yeah, I got hungry.
For banana
peppers. Here's the thing. I go down to the kitchen, and if I pass the fridge or the cupboard, I have to get something.
Well, the fact that you ate six of them is concerning.
Well, my portion control is really bad. If I open up a thing, I always get more than I need. Like, I'll pour...
Fair.
So what I've been doing recently is pouring chips onto a napkin, and then I take the napkin upstairs so I don't take the whole bag. But then I just pour a giant pile... of pretzels. I had so many on the napkin they were falling on the ground as I was carrying them.
Was last night when you did your first thing ever when you slept a certain way?
Yeah, I slept nude.
What made you? Were you hot?
Well, no. I got really, really mad.
What was the first article of clothing to come off?
Well, I sleep in just my underwear all the time. Sometimes I'll fall asleep with like... Well, I can fall asleep with any...
Just ripped your drawers off and went to sleep?
No. Listen. Sometimes I can fall asleep in literally anything. Like, if I came home in like an old... Like a baseball uniform and I'd been playing all
day...
I could fall asleep.
That's gross.
But like sometimes I fall asleep in a hoodie. Sometimes I fall asleep in sweats.
Not jeans.
But to actually go to – I 100% fall asleep in jeans.
The other day, fucking – we had a rehearsal dinner for Knowles' wedding, who we'll probably get into later. We had to wear a khaki shorts and a polo for the dinner. I woke up the next morning, and he came into my room, and he had the same thing. He had the same khaki and polo. He slept in a polo, like with a collar. Literally had a collar, and he slept in it. Yeah.
No, I just literally could sleep anywhere. But anyway, my point to that was, unless I'm designating a sleepy time, I will just sleep in my underwear. Like, that's my only time. That's what I sleep in.
Sleepy job.
Or I shed as I go. I'll do like a shirt. Shed. Like, I'll have a shirt on, and then I'll halfway through the night, I rip the shirt off. And throw like, the floor.
So you have to schedule your bedtime to get into your undies.
No, like, I will be in my undies if I'm going to bed a normal time, a normal schedule.
Well, what's
I
a normal
to bed
time
undies.
For you? Because you're eating fucking banana peppers at 10 p.m.
my what a good bedtime snack.
I'll go to bed at like a normal night, probably 1 or 2. I'll go to bed. And I'll go undies, but then last night I had these underwear on that they kept getting, they're new, but they're nice underwear, but they kept getting bunched up. Like I'd roll, and then like I couldn't lift my leg because there was too much tension. So I got that, I let go, and it frustrated me, and I got up and I adjusted, and then it happened a second time, and I was like, I'm not doing this.
What size underwear are they?
I think XL or large.
Do you think the issue for them getting bunched up is because...
No,
like you got a lot.
I roll a lot, man.
Your butt's too big.
I roll a lot, dude.
Can I give you guys a sleep hack that I've been doing? You guys sleep? No. Is it cold in your guys' room?
Dude, I think that's the reason I've been sick recently.
Because it's that cold?
Well, I got this AC unit for my window, and it's been at least 61 in my
room.
All
right, you ready for this sleep hack? This is unbelievable. You guys sleep with one or two pillows or a bunch?
Two. Huh?
I have six on my bed.
Jared, when you sleep with two, are they both stacked on top of each other?
I do kind of like a... I don't even know how you put, like, they're not totally stacked on top of each other, cool. Like halfway.
Okay, how do you do?
I use one, but I'm like a
That's what I'm getting at. In Dub, you have six?
Yeah, I put one, like, I lay side. Normally, I lay on my side.
Okay.
I put one under my ear, and then I sandwich my head with
okay,
the other one.
I got something for you guys. Right before you go to bed, and this needs to start about probably 30 minutes to an hour before you go to sleep, mm-hmm. or you can just keep it in there all day if your room's cold. Have a pillow face down, so, like, your cup, and this is important, your pillowcase. It needs to be like the silk ones. You guys know when you flip them and they're freezing cold, like when people say cool's the other side of the pillow? Mm-hmm. Get that cold side of the pillow and cuddle it. So it's nice and cold, like up on your chest and your neck, and you just fall asleep immediately.
Silk pillowcases are the worst invention of humanity.
Why?
They say, oh, they're real cool, but you put those on your head for 15 minutes and they turn into the hottest thing ever. They're
see,
hotter than
a... Must have a good pillowcase.
Wait, so you...
Not a full bear hug, but I'm saying, like, if you're sleep... Like, how you sleep with two pillows, grab one more pillow, get it freezing cold sitting down on the bed, and have it almost, like, cuddling you.
Have you ever put it in a freezer? Put a pillow in a freezer?
Is that a thing?
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
No,
I
don't
sleep. Do you sleep with Sammy?
Like yeah, we're in the same bed.
Do you guys you, like
cooties? She has germs. No, we don't. If you're gonna ask me, if you're gonna ask me if we cuddle, no, I'm way too hot.
I was gonna
but
say,
like, would
I
you, know, do you start a night cuddling and
no.
then
I'll lay down.
You don't at all.
No. I'll lay down. I'll either hug her. Sometimes I just poke her and say goodnight.
You hug her
because dude,
get her over the head.
I want to be spread out
at that point because you've been together for so long. It's like,
dude,
you know,
I want
the magic
out.
Just isn't there anymore.
No, that's
Jesus.
That's they're
getting married in like 3 weeks.
Jeff, that's not the situation. I just want to. I want as much room as I can possibly have.
You,
I don't want.
Are you
I get hot when
you
I sleep?
You flip flop when you
like
sleep?
Roll over.
Yeah,
I'm like a rotisserie chicken.
Do you guys really?
Oh, so much.
Move around a lot? I swear, when I go to bed, I woke up in the same exact position.
That means you're getting good sleep.
Like, as soon as I go, I think we might have just got attacked.
When you wake up in the middle of the night, are you in the same position you went to?
Mm-hmm.
And then what, you don't move and just close your eyes?
I rarely wake up in the middle of the night. Maybe once I'll flip over.
Have you
usually
ever woken up?
Usually as soon as I fall asleep.
I got an issue because I think I'm drinking too much water because I have to wake up in the middle of the night and pee right
which
now.
That hurts me.
I've had
that
issue recently. I've drank two bottles of water right before I went to bed and that backfired.
Yeah, no way you're waking up to pee after eating fucking banana peppers at 10 p.m.
Getting up the shit.
My body goes into a coma. Yeah, but no, what was I going to say? Oh, Have you guys ever had a dream where you're really thirsty and you drink in your dream and you can't satiate how thirsty you are?
What was that word you just used?
Satiate. Like satisfy your thirst. Oh,
I never heard that either.
I've done that recently a couple times, and it's the most infuriating dream ever.
I've been dreaming recently.
What do you dream?
It's been good stuff. Like, yeah, I'm either chasing someone or someone's chasing me. That's good stuff. Or I'm in a crazy like heist in a house, like a TV show.
I thought you were going to say everybody knows.
Gets
How's that positive?
Because you wake up and it's like it's a good dream. You don't know if it's real or not until you got to sit there for a second.
So you're saying good as in like it was like a hot, like the quality of the movie was good.
Yeah, like you feel like you're in it.
Oh, okay.
I love a good dream.
I don't dream very often.
Well, I think
I don't think I'm smart enough.
I think. Oh.
Cool. I don't remember my dreams a lot. I had one the other night that was really pissing me off. I guess I was in some foreign country and I couldn't get the right currency to buy something.
That frustrated me.
I swear it felt like I was there for like fucking 10 days.
That frustrated me.
I couldn't get the right currency from this ATM. Why it happened, I don't know.
My most recent one, we were at a grocery store. This old dude was trying to steal something, and like I had the situation under control. I was really helping everybody out. The old guy wasn't going to be able to steal it. He ended up stealing it, and then I was trying to like get to a higher position so I could beat the guy in a fight, like so I could be in the grocery store like up on a higher level, and he caught me. And he went to beat me with a belt, and I woke up as soon as the belt was coming like down to attack me. And
beat
I don't know
you with a belt.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I tried to run in my dream, and like I was so slow,
just couldn't get away.
So I wrote a dream down in my notebook or in my notes on my phone. You're supposed to do that if you want to remember your dreams and like lucid dream. But here's what I wrote. I'm going to drop some names here, so I might either bleep these out or you're going to get a shout out here on the on the podcast. We rented another Deep Creek house that was similar to the one that we had bought already, and that I'm assuming this was this past year. And Soup had gotten hammered and invited 20 people to come and drink the last night.
Parker, that seems real.
Parker Dyson, Luke Neese, Luke Cooper, Kyle McCardle are some of the people I remember seeing. We were all pissed at Soup because he invited all these people we knew no one was going to help clean or pay. There was so much food, and I vividly remember reaching for a slice of Fabio's pizza while Coop asked me who was my favorite roommate at West Lib. And I dropped my pepperoni on the floor while I told him that Jarrett, because he was my brother and we were just used to being around each other. He understood. And then some bum from Park, who I can't remember, had me confused with someone else and asked me, "How's Point Pleasant, man?" I don't remember writing this down. And I responded with, "Just the same old stuff. Nothing changes down there." He asked me some questions that I can't remember, and I bullshitted him. It was nighttime. It was now daytime, and we were partying and having fun. And Andy Garber, who is my old principal at Warwood, comes into the room and pulls me aside and says, "Your car is outside running with a beer in the cup holder. You need to leave." And I said, "How do you know it's my car?" And he said, "Because I drive the same car, and you obviously have been drinking beer." And we argued a bit before Kyle McCarl came to my defense, telling him that he knew I was a good guy and that I would never do that. I came back with, I don't drink beer, Mr. Garber." And he seemed to realize it wasn't my car. Touching his arm, saying, "I like you, Mr. Garber. You know that. Why would I do something with that?" Now I woke up.
That's just so fucked up. Dude. It really is.
And you know what? All that probably lasted 5 seconds in his brain.
You got a lot of bleeping to do.
No.
Who cares? I mean, there's so much going on
in his brain.
Yeah, I want to know who the fuck the bum from Parker.
I know, who it is, but I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name.
There's so much meat up in his head. But
I hope one day we get to go back and watch our dreams.
Oh God! No,
always said that. I don't want to do that at all.
Why?
Well, what am I going to get out of that?
Just think it'd be
entertainment.
Cool.
I would be able to prove to all you guys that my dreams are real.
He's been doing it for years. You got to listen to my dream. He would come downstairs. You got to hear this dream I had.
They are cool though.
I'll give you. All right. I think I told you this, Soup. A method to dreaming.
Okay.
Go to bed.
All right.
When do you wake up in the morning?
I mean, it just depends on the day. Anywhere between
Regular work day.
In between 6 to 8.
Okay, so set an alarm at 5:30.
Okay.
Hit your alarm, put it aside, make sure it doesn't ring again until your real one. Put it aside and go to bed. for some reason, every time I do that, I have a dream. Right when I wake up out of a dead sleep and go back to sleep, I have a dream. Try that. If somebody is listening to this, try that.
Okay.
Set an alarm like 30 minutes before you're actually supposed to get up. Let it wake you up, turn it off, and then fall back asleep. I guarantee you'll have a dream.
What do you think like cavemen before like they knew what dreams were?
Dude, they had to think they were aliens.
I woke up like, what the hell was that?
They had to think they were aliens. Remember when we did the one thing, a caveman?
Oh, what would make a caveman's head explode?
Head explode, and the answers were like, iPhones or cars and coolies or grenades.
I didn't know what we meant. I thought, like, how would you blow a caveman's head off?
Well, I'd be like, anybody's head.
Well, yeah, I guess a good name.
That literally sounded like a horse job.
That was disgusting. All
right. Hey, what?
First question, Soup.
Oh, yeah, it was, well, yeah, go ahead.
First question. What historical figure do you most admire and why?
Oh,
Jesus. I mean, what? This is the worst group you could have ever asked.
That is a very...
Can I ask a new question? Yeah, yeah. We need a new sheet.
There's 200 questions on there.
Know your audience.
Okay, okay. In what ways are you stubborn?
Do something fun.
Are you trying to date me?
Wait, real quick, since two of you... this isn't on the sheet. Can I ask one that's not on the sheet?
Yeah.
Since you two are single? What? Sure. How do you pick a girl up at the bar right now? Like, I'm being serious. Like, you have actual intentions to take a girl on a following date. No, like, you meet a girl at a bar on a Saturday, and you want to take her out on a date the following week in the middle of the week. How are you approaching the situation?
How do I know I want to take her on? See, like, you're thinking too far ahead.
You
now.
Go up behind her, and real loudly you go...
Do you whisper anything in her ear before she happens to see you?
I don't do that, no.
Like, hey, I'm Brian.
I usually just run away.
No, I'm serious.
I just pull up my weather app.
But how do you know you want to take her on a date?
Okay, you talk to her for an hour at the bar.
Hey, Cools, you know what I... No. How do you establish that you can even talk to a girl, though?
What do you mean?
Like,
you
at a bar.
Talk to him. You just walk up and you say hi.
Hi, my name is Tyler.
Yeah, why not? Whatever. I'd like it. Here's my thing. When it comes to meeting people, if they like you, it doesn't matter what you say.
That's so stupid.
What if you say...
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean it doesn't matter?
But I'm saying as long as you don't walk up and say, what's up, you fucking idiot.
Like, I think... I think pickup lines are fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, if you go up to a girl and say,
how much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice. Job, you might get arrested if you do that in public. You might get arrested.
You should be asking Job. He picked up Hannah at the bar.
No. Yeah, what'd you do?
He just
sat there at the bar. She pointed at me. Her friends went, him? And then, Say gave me her number, and then I texted
She probably
her
wanted to date no. Say before you.
Before Job even got, he pointed Hannah out, and he was like, you know what I know about her? And I go, what? Yeah. She ain't fucking me. And I was like, you don't know that.
Wait, so walk me through your situation. Cools or Jerry, either of you. You're at a bar, Pittsburgh. You talk to the girl for an hour. You're like, I want to take her on a date next week. How do you close it?
I'm not going to lie, Soup. I can't hear in bars, so I tend to avoid any of
it. To close it? Well, I can't say because I don't think I've ever like met a girl and then asked her on a date the same...
Same night?
Yeah.
Hey, what was your... obviously, your situation was different with Sammy.
I'm too picky for that.
How long you moved, Sammy? 8 years?
It'll be 11 years in November.
11 years? I don't even know what I was doing 11 years ago. So 11 years, you're going to be the longest one on the dance floor when you go to a wedding when you're older, by the way. You know that?
Well, with Sammy and I were talking about that. It's
no, because when you get married, right?
They say when it's married.
Oh, that's bullshit.
The longest one?
I think weddings shouldn't... I mean, I think they're great. But I think, like, if you're... I take that back. Weddings should be a thing because you need to have a wedding. But dating, I don't think you need to establish that.
I agree.
I don't think you need to establish that.
So if you're talking to somebody let's say we're 26 years old now. Happy belated birthday to you two. Are we... if you're talking to a girl for 6 months and neither of you have called each other boyfriend, girlfriend, you just don't think that needs to be said?
No, no, no. I think it just happens. Like, I think it just spawns. Like, I don't think I should have to say... Hannah, would you like to be my girlfriend? Like, I don't think I should have to ask.
No, well, you said that. I think you do. No, I think you do.
I think eventually
you got to have boundaries.
Yeah, I agree.
You know how many people go, I'm like, Well, I mean, we're not dating, so why wouldn't I go do this?
Yeah.
No,
I think if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
No, because you get, cause no, it'd be like.
Nothing should be assumed.
You get this scary, what
so
are
you're
we
telling
text?
Me if you go, if you hang out with a girl, you spend the night with her like 5 days a week, every, like a weekend, or 3 days a week, 4 days a week, spend time with her, you hang out, you're always together, you meet her family, you've had dinner with her family, go to her holidays, and then you're expected to think you guys are just like buddies.
I think people will do that, yes.
No, I think that's stupid.
I think people would do that and then like take advantage of it, not be an official.
You're going
Listen. you have to establish.
I guarantee you our older listening
It was
listening.
Different back then, Jub. They were allowed to date four people at a time.
They wrote letters.
Jub, they literally would go on four different dates within the week.
The Mormons did that.
No, just our normal generation above us.
Nuh-uh.
Hell no.
What do you mean? They go on dates, like go out to dinner? With like different girls?
Yes. And
well, why can't you do that now?
No, you can. No one our age does that. They don't go on a date on a Friday and then go on a date with another girl on a Saturday.
Well, because I think we're just not a hardworking generation.
That, okay.
No, but I disagree with you. You have to establish.
No.
You got to say, hey.
Well, I was with Hannah and her friend cornered me in the bar and was like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, what? I said, well, why have you asked Hannah out? I said, well, what are you talking about?
How long were you talking at that point?
Oh, at least 3 months.
And you've already gone on, and you've gone on dates at that point?
Probably, yeah, 3-4 months. I think like after 2 months, we actually hung out, and then we hung out for a lot after 2 months. So probably 4 months, 5 months.
I feel like you get your heart racing a little bit when you're about to ask a girl, like, do you want to be my girlfriend?
I asked her in bed, and then she forgot, and then the next day I had to ask it again.
That's okay.
She forgot.
Yeah, she did. I said, do you remember what I asked you last night? And she said, no. I said, you don't remember what I asked you? That she said no. I said forget about it.
Well, if you ever,
I said forget about it, cuh.
If you propose, make sure she remembers.
Hey,
because that could be tough.
All right, what's your question? Or was that your question?
Nope, I'll ask another question. What's the coolest project you've ever worked on?
Oh my god, no,
that's actually kind of good. I like that.
I didn't work on any of them.
What's the coolest project I've ever worked on?
No, how about this? How about this one? How do people afford to eat organic?
We talked about that today.
What do you mean?
I kind of like this project question.
No, okay. No, new one.
You guys are nerds.
You're a nerd.
Cool is boring. Cool.
Speaking
cool
of nerds,
I wasn't even thinking of. I wasn't thinking of scoring.
Hang on. This is a serious question. Then I'll pass the paper. You go to Comic Con or Galaxy Con. Okay, you have to enter. You have to enter in a board game or some type of video game with 100 other people for a chance to win a bunch of money. What game are you picking?
I mean, it's easy for him.
Wait, video game?
Video game or board game? 100 people.
God, I'm slamming the fuck out of everybody.
What is it, just 1v1?
Yeah. I would win, 100%.
I don't know.
What about a board game? You're not a board game guy, are you, really?
No.
I got an email.
What was that?
I was going to say D&D, but it's not really like a PvP. I can't like win in that. I mean, I guess I could, but it'd be like we'd be literally there for months, but...
what if we didn't hear from you and you were like, you're in the middle of
I'd
it?
I'd say like Overwatch, I guess, would be for me.
Fuck, I mean,
you'd pick like,
I'd pick COD. I mean, am I in my prime? Or is it right now?
Now.
Nothing. I'd get slaughtered in just about every day.
You guys Monopoly fans?
I love Monopoly.
Yeah, we used to play Monopoly
except
all
Nick
the time.
Cheats all the time.
How?
He steals cheat. Money.
That's so bad, dude.
That's horrible.
That's really bad.
My turn, because Soup asked stupid questions and nobody wants to listen.
I bet this question is going to be so dumb.
What do you know isn't real but want badly for it to exist?
An app on an iPhone where you can just take a picture of a dog and it'll tell you what kind of dog it is.
I think that is a thing.
It tells you what kind of dog it
is?
Like, if you see a dog walking down the street, I could just snap a photo and tell you what kind of dog it is.
I think that is a thing.
You can just do that on the iPhone.
You can wish anything in the world that doesn't exist, and that's what you
want.
Like,
you can do that with plants. Like, if you take a picture of a plant, it'll tell you what kind of plant it is.
Really?
Yeah, it's called... Hey, I just found it. It's called Dog Scanner.
Oh. All
right, cool. So I got to pick a new one,
though. Yeah, that was horrible.
Let's try it,
Joe. Mine would be virtual reality that's, like, really, really... Like Ready Player One. Like, that type of virtual reality. Like, I could go in and live there for years. And I wake up and my body's all emaciated and... weak.
That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Like, you haven't eaten? Like, how long have you haven't
eaten? Like, you come in here and you haven't seen me in days.
And there's an IV in you?
No, I just here just like all shriveled up.
You're the color of the wall.
Yeah, I just look like a little mummy laying in here.
Would you guys actually do that? Like, that one movie?
You know, don't spoil it.
Why? Because they haven't seen it?
Don't spoil it. Have Harry Styles and Florence Pugh?
Have you seen it?
Don't spoil it.
How stupid is it?
You have seen it.
I've seen it, yeah.
It's so good. What movie is it called?
That's...
Is it Ready Player One?
No. I'm not going to say it because I
don't... worry, darling.
Oh, Jub.
What?
They're not going to watch it.
What?
I watch it with Hannah. Would you guys actually do the virtual reality where if it's as realistic as real world, you put it on and then you might be gone for like a couple days because like you're just immersed in it?
And I'll ask you...
Go ahead.
Okay. So there's a show that Coley and I watched and there's a spell or something that I can't explain what it actually is, but it's called the Infinite Tsukuyomi, which means it puts you in this dream state, but everything that you could ever imagine for and wish to be the way that it is your life. Like, your perfect life, whatever you imagine that to be now, you get once you go into this. And they worked in the movie to stop it because they didn't want these people to fall into this thing and then they're out of their real life and stuff. I always argue with him that I would like to be in this.
I wouldn't want to be in that.
But thing is, you don't know any different. You don't know that you're in this dream. Everybody you could ever imagine is in there. So all your friends, people that have died, like everybody's in this dream. You have no.
Are you stuck in it forever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless someone saves you.
Do you like get old?
I don't know if you do get old in that. Do you get old?
Well, no, you just... I mean, I'm assuming it goes until your body dies.
Your real body dies?
And what, are you just stuck at the same age forever?
You're pretty much just forever dreaming.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't mess
I would.
It.
Absolutely not. Not if it's real.
But you don't know that it's not real,
but
though.
But then nothing's ever bad, so all the good stuff, I feel like, isn't as...
Yeah, I agree, Cools.
Like you would
experience the bad.
So, like, I would never see my friends again.
I disagree. No, you would see your friends again.
You'd see all of your friends.
But
see whatever you want to see.
Yeah, whatever your perfect life is, you would have that at your fingertips. You would have no recollection or no ability to discern whether that it's real or not. You would just know that you're in the dream. You would just know that you're alive and everything is awesome.
No, I don't think.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I don't think
I'm in.
What would your world be?
Oh, I mean, my world's pretty great now. But like all the shit that goes bad in the world, like nothing bad would ever happen. Like politics would be fucking gone.
So there'd never be olives on your salad ever again.
Yeah, I mean, have a perfect meal all the time.
There'd be no cold sandwiches.
Oh man, and like nobody would argue. I mean, it would just be
beautiful. Love arguing,
but like healthy arguments, like. Not like real, like vitriolic arguments. Like,
no, I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't want any part of it.
I'd have to really think about that.
I'll come wake you up every now and then, Job, and tell you to come.
Oh, man, that would be unbelievable.
Give him a life update.
That would be unbelievable.
Say, hey, Job, the Steelers just won their third Super Bowl in a row. Sorry to wake you up.
Kenny Pickett. Mike,
Job, do you know what team Kenny Pickett plays for now?
The fucking Chiefs.
No, guess again.
Chargers.
Nope.
Rams.
It's in the same keep
state.
Going.
It's near Raiders. Same state.
Stop. Don't give them hints.
Raiders.
No.
It's in PA.
Cleveland.
No.
His shirt's
no.
pissing me
Browns.
Off.
Browns.
PA.
I just said Browns.
He said Cleveland and then he said the Browns.
Bears.
No.
PA.
They're
it's in
PA.
I don't fucking. Philadelphia.
Yeah, there you go.
My God. He just said like Latrobe.
Squirrel Hill.
Cleveland.
To go back to Cooley's question, something that I wish was real, wasn't real, this is not necessarily like a technology, but like I wish the Force was real.
Ooh,
I wish like I could. Just,
ooh, quirks.
Could you imagine?
If like I could just like if I wanted this water sitting right here, I could just go.
Would you want the Force to be real for everybody else or for just you?
No, just for me and people that have the midichlorian.
But what if you don't have it then?
No, I'm saying I do have it.
Hey, you could imagine what you could do at baseball games. You could force home run balls like back into the park.
Listen, if we had some sort of powers, like
it'd be bad.
But how disappointing would it be if you had a world full of superpowers and yours is like you like blow bubbles or like
Yeah, that'd be.
You sniff like really good.
Web Weaver from The Boys.
Yeah, like you sweat like mayonnaise, and then like you work at a restaurant. And you sweat.
I wouldn't be that unlucky. I'd probably be like Homelander, like Superman.
You're like you're super unlucky.
Not when it comes to big stuff, though. I'm unlucky in like minor categories or like minor inconveniences.
What would your superpower be if you could pick any superpower?
I think Doctor Strange is the coolest superhero ever. So.
Like the mystic arts.
So yeah, probably something like that.
What would you do?
You're a nerd. Me?
What? Yeah.
Am I picking from like Marvel characters?
Whatever. Just like whatever you could possibly imagine.
Well, I want to be the best. I'd be like Superman.
That's boring.
Yeah, that is stupid.
But he fucking Superman, you're drawing circles everywhere.
Yeah, but he's got fucking the he's got all his
it's just illusions.
Look at the fucking mirror dimension. You get fucked in
that's
there.
That's stupid. Superman would grab him and throw him to the fucking moon.
I think Thor's abilities Thor would are pretty be cool. You can go to.
What are you gonna pick, fucking Iron Man?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to really sit down and write out. I've also thought about this too, and I genuinely think about this on a regular basis. I think about how I would word my wishes if a genie ever came out of a bottle.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because if you word it the wrong way, you are finished.
In what way?
Like if. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be able to turn into different animals, like turn into different things. And I always remember sitting in class and I'd be like, all right, genie, I want the power to be able to turn into an animal while retaining the same mental capacity that I have now with the ability to also change back at the snap of a finger. But then I would turn into a fucking pig and I wouldn't have fingers, so then I couldn't turn back into it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Then I wouldn't be able to turn back.
Why are why is the... like depiction of genies, why are they always trying to mess with you?
They're not trying to screw you over. They're
giving you exactly
what you want.
Also, they're actually good people. Genies are good
people. Well, yeah, to some degree. They're probably pretty pissed that they're stuck inside of a bottle their whole life, but
so like if for example, if you look at a genie and say, "Give me $1 million," the $1 million might come from like a bank that you just robbed.
Exactly. And then you have the law on your head and you're
that's not how that shit works. You just get $1 million.
Why is it like that?
No, it's not. There's no way it would just be a bank robbery.
What if it says, all right, I want $1 million, and then a guy naked runs in here with a bag of $1 million, hands it to you. He's covered in blood, the police.
That's not
but here's the other thing.
How is it not how it's worked? How do you know the way a genie works?
You guys literally just said it's exactly how you wish for it. So I would just wish for the million.
But you didn't specify.
I didn't wish for a guy butt naked covered in blood to deliver me $1 million.
You didn't specify $1 million that has manifested from absolutely nothing. You asked for $1 million.
Yeah.
He can do it however his first slot is. Here's $1 million.
So, Jub, what if I say, hey, genie, I want Jarrett to be happy. But what, like...
He might just smile for a second.
Yeah, what if he's like, what if happy is like some sort of like psychosis and he's like the Joker and he laughs all the time?
Oh, no. See, that's terrifying.
Oh, no, like it's happening.
I know you say like the...
Can you give your wishes?
Genies aren't fucking real.
Yeah. I know, but...
I bet they are.
Neither is the Force, but you still want that.
I know, but they were saying it like this is a real thing.
All right, ready?
Like,
ready? Pretend I'm a genie.
Okay.
Hello. Well, I gotta rub the thing.
Yeah, you rub him.
Hey, you gotta rub me.
You gotta rub him.
What? You gotta what?
Oh.
All right,
hi, Genie.
I give you 3 wishes. Your first wish is?
I want $1 million just straight cash.
Your wish has been granted. And then you get $1 million. It's like Monopoly money.
Oh, I'd be sick to my stomach.
That's not how
no, you're right. You didn't specify.
You didn't specify American dollars.
Okay, if I said right now, so let's say if it's $1 million.
Wait, restart. Wake him up.
Genie, I would like $1 million in United States currency delivered to me right now in a briefcase from a fella that is very friendly. He did nothing wrong, and the money is very clean.
See? That's better. That's better.
That was good. Cool. You got Monopoly money?
You got Monopoly money.
No, I fucking didn't.
Ask me another one.
Wake up, puppy.
Wish number 2.
I wish for the podcast to be the best podcast in the world. How you going to fuck that up?
Okay. I can't think of anything right now, but your wish has been granted.
Yeah, he said the podcast. Whoever's podcast is called the podcast.
Oh, I'm talking about, you knew what I was talking about.
Oh, the genie didn't. He just came out of a bottle.
No, the genie.
Dude, this shirt makes you look
I know.
You're on the podcast. Wake up.
Your third wish.
Let me think, Mr. Genie. the
pirates.
Is there anything that you want?
I'd like to not be in this fucking bottle my whole life.
Yeah, wait. Okay, Genie. I wish for the Pittsburgh Pirates to make a trade at the trade deadline before 6 p.m. today for Luis Robert Jr. from the Chicago White Sox for no prospects and just $1 back to the White Sox.
Okay, Jeez, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's why they trade for him and then he breaks his fucking leg.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead.
He's
just dead.
They deliver him in a cast.
Wait, let me try.
I'm going to rub him.
Oh,
God. It's getting weird.
Hey, Genie.
Your first wish.
How are you?
I'm okay.
How old are you?
Old.
Where do you come from?
This bottle.
I wish that every hungry person in the world gets to try a McDonald's snack wrap and enjoy it.
Dude, how miserable. Yeah, millions. Yeah. McDonald's goes bankrupt.
Yeah.
All right, my question time. All right. Let's see.
Wait, rub the genie again.
Oh, all right. So we talked about what is it? Wait, what I said? But I said virtual reality. Cooley said,
I'd have an answer.
Yeah. Give us an answer.
If I had to pick, well, my original pick was going to be Pokemon.
That'd be fun.
That'd be sick.
What would be your first one? Charmander.
Oh, I can pick any of them.
Yeah.
Can he evolve?
Squirtle. Blaziken.
I want to fly that. So give me Charizard.
Charizard.
What was your question, Charizard?
Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Because he said he would want
Pokemon to be real.
Yeah, probably Charizard.
Charlizard.
Because then you could just fly wherever you wanted to.
I choose you.
I'd be by far the best trainer to ever.
I'd have Rayquaza.
No,
what
you wouldn't
the fuck? Cheating.
Cool. My gym would crush your gym.
Your gym?
What type of gym would you be?
Fire.
Water.
Earth.
Yeah, fire.
My water gym, dude. You guys are dying.
What if you're an avatar? What
Earth? 100% Earth.
Wind. People are listening.
I would go, and everybody would go to the ceiling.
I'd be able to sing.
I'd do wind.
All right. So there's a lot of questions on here. I think a lot of them we probably talked about in general. Let's see. I was going to ask, what have you ever gotten giggles in a bad place? I think we talked about that. What is the this is too hard. Talk about something while I look at these.
Can we ask one of Shuddy's questions?
Yeah.
All right. So,
well, yeah, say we'll give a shout out to him.
Yeah, so,
and his wife,
Jason Shuddy and Danielle Shuddy, sent us an email to ask some questions. On the podcast, stuck in an elevator with a random pregnant woman. It's just you two, and she goes into labor. Do you think she could? Do you think that you could deliver the baby?
That baby is out.
Yeah, don't you just pull it out?
First of all, shout out to Shuddy and his wife for.
Listen, I think they deserve a round of applause.
Yes,
for once we actually got questions asked.
If you have any questions for us,
we love you guys.
That's a phenomenal question.
Contact at thepineroompodcast.com.
Yes, so we will hit these topics, absolutely. Or just send us a DM on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, please. Again, we love these. These are fun. So the question was that if we were stuck in an elevator with a pregnant woman,
could you deliver it? Cooley thinks you just have to pull the baby out.
I don't think a baby. Wait, one push, boop. You don't pull the baby out.
Yeah, cool. If his toes are coming out, you got bigger issues.
I took a health and pee, but still, I could do this.
Wait, if the feet come first, you're in bad shape.
They got to go in there and turn the baby around.
Yeah, you got to grab it.
That's why Jared and I got scooped out. Well, Jared had my umbilical cord around my neck. We were all
no, Shuddy. I could not deliver the baby. I think I could. I'd Google it and I could figure it out.
Would it be like a clean birth, like she just squirts it out, or like
it'd have to be a C-section?
You still got work to do when that baby comes out.
It would be a C-section. Oh, why? No, how do, hey, no, how I don't do, think I could.
Do,
I don't think so.
Why couldn't we?
Because I'm just not medically inclined. Like, I just don't
you
know.
Could Google
like
it.
With.
You could Google
you
it.
Could Google,
I would take yes. my. I would take my
I
pants
mean, like,
off.
The, I,
it's not, it might not go.
I'd
well.
I'd pass the fuck out. That shit. I'd be tweaking.
Hey.
How to deliver?
Listen,
a baby.
Listen.
Why do your pants need
I'd
to
take
off?
My pants off, and I would put it as like a little bird's nest, like for the baby. If I would miss the catch.
I mean, what?
It's going to be gooey.
What about
Guys,
the umbilical cord?
The baby's going to be
what
gooey.
What about the umbilical cord?
Listen, the baby's going to be gooey, so the chances of catching it are going to be
it's
tough.
It's not going to shoot out like
but
a
you
baby.
Could also create a little bit of a basket
Guys,
with a shirt.
If you Google how to deliver a baby at home, it gives you a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-step process to deliver
Don't
a baby.
Tell me that's on WikiHow.
What's the
Jared, it's on AI Overview.
What's that's the, all right, what's the chances?
It's really not that hard.
What's the Dude. Percentage of like a baby just getting just
perfectly
blown, like
out?
Blown out like real quick?
Not no, very high. Not, There's a lot of stuff that goes on in there.
But like what's the percentage? Can you find that? Like look up like percentage of like quick births.
Okay, percentage
quick
yeah.
of quick because
the baby's going to come rocketing out. Is it going to come?
No, it's not.
Are we going to have? Yeah, what's the status of our birth? Is it like
okay? So occurring in about 3% of deliveries, usually in a second.
You can actually look up how to deliver a baby in parentheses with pictures on WikiHow.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
This up. You're right. This is a 5-step process.
Yeah, what kind of elevator is it? Is it a big
it
elevator?
It says it is uncommon, but not entirely rare, occurring in about 3% of deliveries, usually in a second,
What's
third,
a
or
curing?
Later labors. Huh?
What are you saying?
It's saying occurring. O-C-C.
Occurring.
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 Occurring, yeah.
Occurring.
So from
occurring.
Wiki. From WikiHow, I'll give you guys the 5 steps.
Wait,
pretty simple.
Before you read it, Cooley and I let's plan. Me and you are in the elevator. Soup, I'm assuming you know how to do this.
No, I don't know how to deliver a baby.
I'd say you're the most qualified.
Yeah, you're
Easy.
The most qualified. All right. No, you know how to do this because you already know. You've been through this. All right, this is how I plan.
Yeah, I've done it before.
My pants come off.
Easy process.
Dude, quit saying
Are you the one giving birth?
No.
Stop saying it's easy to deliver a baby.
It's definitely not easy.
My pants come off.
Push,
I make a little.
Grab, push, grab, push, grab.
Dude.
Push, grab, push, grab, push, grab.
Yank.
I take my pants off. I make a little bird's nest out of my pants.
Why don't you take your shirt
then
off?
Then I take my shirt off and I put my arms through the shirt so that my arms make a little basket for the baby if I would miss. So I get underneath the wife. I have her like stand. I'm not going to put her
you
on the
like
floor.
You're acting like you're catching a fucking
yeah.
punch.
You can't have a stand.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you
that's
can.
That's actually natural
yes,
birth.
Yes, it can.
No, that's actually, yes, it is.
You know what?
No, that's actually unnatural for them
Isaac
to lay
Newton.
On their back.
Oh, so why the fuck does every doctor in the world lay him on their back?
Because it's safer.
That's
it's safer because
exactly.
then the baby doesn't slam on the ground.
Exactly.
Why are you acting like
Listen.
So why the fuck would I make
we
a stand?
We don't know.
Listen.
We're
I'm
not
putting my hands
Wiki
how will
I'm putting
know.
My hands through the shirt. It's going to make a little basket. Stupid. The little baby, she's going to stand.
Dead on impact.
She's going to stand.
Wait, Jub. Jub, like in a squatting position?
Fucking why? Why'd you say that?
Because he wants to stand and shoot it out into the fucking pants.
Guys, you act like this baby's coming out with velo.
That's what he's acting like.
Like velo.
He acts like he's catching up. Jump, you're acting like it's coming out of 30 miles an hour.
Bro, Max, Google how fast does a baby come out? Like 5 miles an hour, like a school zone?
I don't want the baby faster than a school zone.
Hang on, let's find this out.
The bird's nest is a backup. I'm catching the baby in my shirt basket. It comes squirting out.
It's going to break its neck.
No, it's not. It's like a fucking, I got my hands guiding here. My hands are guiding the little melon head, and then the baby comes out. I will bring it to the chest like a catch, and it'll be in the shirt basket. I'll make sure the goo is off the baby so that I don't drop it. And then I don't know.
How do you make sure of that?
We wipe it.
With what?
My shirt.
And then what?
My shirt. I throw the shirt aside and I hold the baby.
What about the cord?
We'd have to chew through the umbilical cord.
There's a Reddit post on this.
How would we else would we do it?
I'm going to throw it. Just leave it connected for a little bit.
There's a Reddit post.
No, you can't do that. That's bad.
Talking about how fast the baby's coming out.
It's been stuck on it for fucking 9 months.
No. Once it comes out, I think it's bad.
It's just your belly button. It's all like shit.
We're all saying that we have zero experience.
I think it's bad. I don't think a baby should have post umbilical cord attachments.
There's Statcast on this. There's only been recorded miles per hour since Statcast in 2015.
A baby has velo?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, let me go through the WikiHow so we know how to do this.
You definitely don't stand straight up.
This is how you do it.
Go ahead, Jer.
Part one is preparing for the birth. Call for help if possible. So we have to contact emergency services if we need to.
Well, what if they're too late?
So to determine how far labor has progressed.
Dilation.
Cervix.
Good job.
yeah, this is a part, yeah.
It is?
It's a part of the birth. Three, time contractions.
7 seconds is
time
bad.
Time to contractions from the beginning of one to the beginning of the next. And know how long they last. The further along labor is, the more regular, strong, and closer together contractions become.
This is way harder than I thought.
Four dudes have no idea.
Sanitize your arms and hands.
But you can't tell me some caveman didn't have a baby that went
through. 98% of them fucking died.
Jared, what's step five?
Step five: prepare a birthing area.
See the nest. The nest.
Yeah, sure.
Oh wait, this is more. Wait, it's more than five. Wait, guys, it's more. Way more than five.
The
six.
Nest.
Help person in labor stay calm. Seven. Help person find a comfortable position.
We crack jokes.
It's not really steps. It's just like common.
We crack jokes. I'd put music.
Oh
on my
phone. Gosh! Wait, that was part one of part of five parts.
So there's
five parts here.
Yeah. So then there's number two, is delivering the baby, which is number one. Guide them in pushing.
How do we
support,
do that?
Support the baby's head as it emerges.
Is that that?
Prepare the baby's body to emerge.
You gotta just it's
manage
like
complications.
This is way harder.
What's Lamar's class?
Lamar Advertising. They're the billboards.
No, that's Lamar.
See, guys,
Lamar's.
Look at this step. It says,
"Whoa,
hold the baby so the fluids in their mouth and nose drain."
That's why you hold it upside down.
Yeah, you pat it to get it to cry.
It comes out upside down.
Nuh-uh.
I don't need to fucking stand
Not
up.
Not if
and
you
have
got
her
shooting up
the
to
ground.
The ceiling.
All right. Next question from Shuddy. Jarrett, that baby talk was sponsored by who? Give me a rant.
Gerber.
Okay. on a plane full of children, pilot has a heart attack. Just you and air traffic control. Could you land it?
Ooh,
he's saying yes.
I think absolutely. Yes, dude. This would be way easier than the baby.
Way easier.
There's a stat for this. There's a stat that's like 74% of American male adults say they could land a passenger
plane.
Dude,
if I have air traffic control in my ear telling me what to do, I could pay attention.
It's easy.
Soup.
What?
You're going 400 miles per hour in a mega multiple ton plane rocketing through the sky. There's no way you land a plane.
Dude, stop it.
What is it? Is it a jumbo jet?
Stop it.
I don't think that I could.
It makes my stomach hurt thinking about it, but I could land it.
Listen, that thing is going you're going to think you're going to go like this. That thing's going boom right in the ground flat. You're going to blow up.
Job. They could literally tell me what to do with my hands and my feet. It makes me sick thinking about it.
We should do that. Let's go to a simulator.
All right, let's do it.
Wonder if we can do that. If there's a place that could be a
simulator.
Red could
hook us up. Red could get us in there somewhere. If air traffic control could tell me exactly what to do, I think I wouldn't be a smooth landing.
No.
We'd probably lose a few people.
Break a wheel.
We'd probably lose a few people, but I think we could. I think I could get
how do you lose a few
trauma
on a jumbo jet?
Head trauma.
Will you barrel roll?
No. That when we land, they might hit their head and then mush.
No, they're all belted up.
Next well, one. What a few up. Old people maybe.
Cooley.
They might mush up.
Cooley, that plane talk is sponsored by who?
Bud Light.
Okay.
Lying and drinking.
Stuck in a desert for a week. Could you survive? I don't know anything Ooh. About
yes.
this.
Yes, I could.
Ooh. I'm going to say
a week.
Maybe.
I could. Well, I think you can. What is it like? 3 days until you
3 days without
no
water.
Ten.
Two weeks without food. I think. I could do it. Yeah. I think okay. so.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Luke from Outdoor
I'm confident
Boys.
In myself.
Luke from Outdoor Boys has taught us well. So
I think I could do it.
Of those three circumstances, getting a baby out would be probably
pretty easy.
Late. Yeah.
The desert.
The plane
the
in the desert.
Right?
The plane in the desert put me in the desert because I ain't
yeah put me in the desert. That's I agree.
I don't do well with scorpions. I'd be scared.
What's this? How do you determine what? So. The baby is successful based on like a healthy birth.
Well, yeah,
that we delivered it.
If
it cries,
okay. So
the
that's
success
how,
rate
so,
has to be.
As long as you don't break all its limbs.
Well, I would say probably of the three, the easiest would probably be the baby. But
yeah,
because we're not doing anything.
No,
we're not
the
one.
Dude, it's not that simple.
Stop saying you pull it
that's
out.
All you do just let tell it to push it out, and you fucking. That's like taking a snap in football.
I don't think it's anything.
The jump is acting like he failed a punt.
Can you Google? Can you Google? And see, is there a video of a birth?
No, jump.
Look it up.
I don't think I would stay jump. Conscious. I don't think I would stay conscious.
Jump, get
I would
on your
fucking
phone.
Pass out.
So would I.
I'd literally pass out, especially with the goo and the cords.
Get on your YouTube and see if you can find that.
It's definitely not on YouTube.
Don't show us.
Are you going to be able to watch that, Jump?
Jump, look it up.
No.
Jump.
Don't Google it. Don't look that.
Come
up.
On.
He said he didn't think he could stay conscious.
No, I couldn't. There's no way.
Jump.
If
he
I
said
saw that,
the goo and the cords.
Nah, dude.
I'm gonna smell.
Jump. Get on your private browser and look to see if there's
I'm
a video.
Not looking at baby.
Why?
Stop.
I don't want to see.
Google it.
We gotta move on.
I don't want to see a baby.
What's the last? Should he have anything else for us?
Yes. Next question.
Let's throw up.
Next question from Mr. Jason Shuddy was, stuck in your car in Cujo is
Wait,
outside.
We didn't talk about desert.
Yeah, we did.
The answer was yes.
You think you could?
I could.
How would you survive?
Water.
I'm at, where are you?
Oh.
You're there for a week. Jared just said you don't have to eat.
Do you bring anything with you? Or?
I don't know.
Hell no. You just drop like, into the desert.
I'd find desert people and become friends with them.
Desert people.
You
like
guys would all
Star
be dead.
Wars.
It'd be key
Next
to
question.
Try to find.
Stuck in your car in Cujo is outside. All you have is the things in your car right now and no gas. Do you survive?
Who's Cujo?
Cujo the dog.
The dog. He's a giant dog with rabies.
I'm going to say yes.
He's like a massive dog with rabies.
How big?
Like
you have no gas.
Like
that dog would run away.
I don't know. Bigger than like weighs more than me probably.
Let me look up Cujo.
I think I could. If it was any other big, like a big cat or
Does
something,
he,
I could. Or I
anything
wouldn't.
In my car? I don't think I have any weaponry in my car, though. I have a monkey mask. I have a monkey mask, some monkey hands. I probably have like a windshield scraper, maybe. He'd bite that in half. I can throw coins at him.
Yeah, he'll think that's fun.
He'll
enjoy
do?
That.
What are you going to do?
I'll probably break the windshield and use the glass.
You could cut your own hand.
So you break the windshield, he instantly dives in and rips your head off.
No.
No. Nuh-uh.
He's a Saint Bernard.
He's huge.
I mean, he's big.
Well,
but
is it
not.
My car only?
You can defeat that
yes,
dog.
Yes, you're in your car.
Look how stupid Cujo looks. It's just a dog.
Oh, my
just
God.
Break its neck.
He's a scary-looking dog, man. He was
yeah,
all, he's
look
all
at
like,
him. Oh, my God. He's all gross. He looks like a baby. Looks like
he's
gooey
all, like,
baby.
Oiled up.
All right, I say, go around. Yes or no?
Yes, I'm surviving that.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I think I could. If it was any other like a big cat, lion, tiger, no. But Cujo, yes.
Job, who was that segment sponsored by?
That was sponsored by, what's that thing at Mark Madden? No.
Mark Madden?
No, Joe Madden. Super beta prostate.
You get taken what? By Saw. Do you Fuck. Think you have what it takes to play his game and survive?
Fuck no. I'm dead dude. Immediately. No.
I'm asking. I'm telling Saw I don't even want to play. Just let me outside.
You think he'd do that?
Yes. If no. I asked him nicely,
no.
I don't want to play the game.
You no, the people in there don't want to play Jump the game.
Has in any of the movies, has anyone asked him nicely not to be in there?
Soup, but he kidnaps people.
I know what he does, Jub, but if you just ask him, hey, Mr. Saw, I don't want to play with you.
Is his first name Jig?
Mr. Jigsaw.
He's the puppet guy, right?
Mr. Saw?
Yeah, he rides around on his tricycle.
But he puts you in there because he punishes you for doing something bad.
Yes.
I can't say that I've ever watched a Saw movie fully through. How do people get kidnapped by him?
He drugs them. He has people that works for him. Yeah. And then he has
no.
Like,
I don't have what it takes.
Them.
No, I'm good.
There's
What's the
one
game you have to play the game to get out.
There's a bunch of different ones. There's one where there's a there's like a square box, and then there's a blade in between like this. It's like a tube. It's like a square tube, but there's a blade in the middle of the tube, and you have to push your hand in and make it go all the way up your arm and split your arm in half so that you could reach a key on the other side. There's another one where
does anyone ever win the games?
No, I mean like one person a movie might win the game. There's one where the most famous is the reverse bear trap, where they put your head, instead of a bear trap going closed, it goes open, and they put these things in your mouth, so when it opens, your head splits in half.
That is so dumb.
What about the
so
one where they dumb. Put the chain around your ankle and he lays
Yeah,
he
see, that saw. That's like the OG one.
They have to cut their foot off.
Yeah. What a stupid goddamn movie. That actually makes me mad.
There's one where a girl
I'd
has
beat
to
the
find
shit out
a
of
key and like... There's one where he has to find a key inside like a giant pit of old used needles. And egg.
Wait, I want to see how big Jigsaw is, because if Jarrett actually
a puppet. He's a little puppet boy.
Yeah, I'd kick his head off.
He's not the guy. The guy behind it is like an actual person.
Wait.
I'd kick his head off.
Oh, wait, so Jigsaw's not even a real person?
Well, it is, but it's a voice.
Kick his head off.
How big is Jigsaw? Height?
He's like 4 foot tall. He's like 2 feet tall.
He's a puppet.
He's 6'2"?
No, that's the actual guy.
Oh.
The puppet is like... The puppet's like
puppet's
tiny.
The guy with the white mask.
Yeah, no,
white.
I know. I'm trying to see how big he is.
He rides a
how
big tricycle.
Is Jigsaw height and weight.
He does ride a tricycle.
Puppet
kick his head off.
I would.
Oh, his name's Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah,
Billy the
Billy,
puppet.
Billy. Yeah, I hate it. He was a skin in Call of Duty. He really pissed me off. Billy. I hated seeing him.
I don't have any dimensions on him.
Does Shody have any scary. More for us?
Nah, that's all.
Shuddy, that was great.
Yeah,
please,
Shuddy.
Yeah, Shuddy. Send us more.
Yeah, send us more. And anybody else listening, please. Listening, please send us more. Send we
contact
more.
At thepinerimpodcast.com.
We love to. We love to hear from you.
All right, last question, and we'll wrap it up.
I want to end today.
Yeah, I want to end. Okay, I want to bring something up too.
After Jarrett brings something up, I want to try to guess the same word to end today's episode.
Oh yeah, we got to play a game.
Okay,
then.
We will do that to end.
All right. What's your question?
Oh, I didn't have a question, but I was just going to bring up, because I thought it was funny, we were in our first wedding this weekend.
How'd you guys do?
Well, I mean, cool I it wasn't, but I but we were in our first wedding. Congratulations to Noltz and Alexandria. They did it was a great wedding. We had a really fun time, but because we were talking about, you said you didn't remember. What did you say? You didn't remember doing something earlier.
I thought it was you that said that. You didn't remember taking your pants off.
That's what I was going to say. I don't remember, after the wedding, I don't remember taking my pants off.
Because you were that hammered?
Yeah, and I didn't lose. I guess technically I did. I forgot my belt. I don't know where my belt went. But I ordered a tux offline, or we all got tuxes offline. Fucking fit perfect, by the way. So if you're ever going to do that, it's the easiest process ever, too. You put the shit in a bag and send it back. It's great.
Oh, I'd hate to be the guy that's on the other end of those suits.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you imagine the stink that comes out of some of those bags?
But maybe he likes it. So,
but
no. But it was a great wedding. Thanks. I just wanted to bring that up because
shout out Nolte.
Yeah, shout out Nolte now.
Shout
Woo!
Out the Noltes.
Shout out the Noltes.
Yeah. They deserve a shout out. Great job, everybody that was involved, and we had a good time.
All right, last question, real quick. This is an easy one, quick one.
Yes.
In a Freaky Friday situation where you woke up in someone else's body, who would you like to be for a day and have them inhabit your body? Anybody who inhabits mine is just going to be disappointed.
Right now, Ben Sherrington.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That's a good.
The GM
really
of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
You'd spend so much money.
Oh my
day.
God, I'd go crazy.
All right, if you were like inhabiting somebody else's body, do you get? I'm assuming you get their skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get all of it. Mm. You're in their body. So I would take over. Who on Jeff Bezos, and I would immediately call my agent and send all his money to me.
That's great.
Or like half of it.
This
so
is
they
a
can't,
great.
Like,
this is a great question, Job. Who do I want to inhabit?
That's great
for the day.
I didn't think of that.
I'm smart.
That's great.
Really yeah, smart. It is.
I won't do that now.
Job, who are you going to become?
I was going to say I wasn't going to say this, but now Elon Musk. I'm going to be him.
Ew. Wow. Okay.
I'll have more money than you.
Fuck you.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to become Kevin Hart.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna.
That's completely different than you.
I'm gonna do the same thing. Just ask him for his money. I'm just gonna Venmo myself.
Take a regular millions.
Wow, you guys.
Money instead of like
I'm doing good for other people, and you guys are all being greedy.
I'm gonna help.
What do you mean? We could give all of our billions of dollars to other people.
You say you're gonna do it to yourself.
You know who I'm gonna be? The Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives guy.
Guy Fieri.
Doesn't he get to drive around and eat a bunch of food for the day?
You could just do that by yourself.
Yeah, never mind. I take that one back.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Sketch.
I support Sketch.
He's funny.
I do too.
He is funny.
I'm on.
I think you're funnier. I think you're funnier than Sketch.
I do. I think Sketch is great.
I think you're funnier than Sketch.
Shout out Sketch.
He's the funniest guy. All right. Guess the same word.
Yeah. Three.
So wait. Explain.
All right. So what we're going to do is everybody here is sitting. We're all going to guess the same word. Now, the caveat to that is you have to guess words, and then we have to find the link between what we're saying, and we can't give any hints, but we have to get closer to a common ground.
I saw a comment on one of our TikToks that was doing this. And I think it was TikTok. It might have been Instagram. I don't remember.
Was it hate?
No, it wasn't hateful. The guy said you should do it without any small talk in between. Like how we said, you know how like we, I forget.
Yeah.
When it was NFL, we said like football, NBA, easy.
Sports.
Okay, all right. But no small talk.
No small talk?
I don't know. We might be here all fucking day.
No, we got it. We could try.
Fuck,
we can say like we got it. We're there.
I think eye contact is going to be important right now.
All right, ready? Three, two, one.
Wall. Paris.
Ball.
I said Paris.
Fruit.
Wall.
Ball.
Okay.
Wait. Let's go through it again.
Nope.
Stop.
Nope.
I can't remember what everyone said. We got to go through it again.
I said Paris.
Paris, fruit, ball, wall.
What the hell was that?
Jesus.
It was my throat.
Got it. So, yes, this is...
No, you cheated! He cheated.
This is very easy.
3, 2, 1.
Olympics.
Boom.
Yeah. We cheated.
We cheated. We got to do it again.
Cooley pointed.
Cooley pointed
at something. He's a
Were you guys going to say that
either
way?
It was fucking obvious.
I was going to say it.
I was going to say it.
All right,
yeah,
here we go.
We're good.
No.
Wait, guys, that's actually insane.
Pass ball.
All right, ready?
Really good.
3, 2, 1.
Dessert.
Chair.
Dessert.
Soccer.
Food.
Chair.
Ooh.
Okay. I have one that I'm not sure if you guys agree with.
Dessert. Food. Soccer. Chair. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Water.
Trophy.
Water.
Restaurant.
Bench.
Oh.
Don't say
anything.
No,
I'm not.
Wait. Trophy, water, bench, restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Yep.
I don't fucking know.
All right.
Job sent restaurant, right?
Three.
And I said bench.
2, 1.
Delivery.
Chicken. Food.
Delivery. Food. Chicken.
I said booth. Come on. Bench and restaurant. How the fuck did I not say that?
Wait. Same again, Job.
Delivery. Food. Chicken. Booth.
Oh, this
okay,
is,
we got
I know
this
what
one.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, we got this
we
one.
We got this.
All right. Countdown.
3, 2, 1.
DoorDash.
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
DoorDash.
I said DoorDash.
Yes.
Yes.
I knew it.
Let's go.
Wow.
Good at this.
It's It's good. I was hoping you guys were on my page.
He looked so frightened.
What'd you say?
All
right.
But we did it. Holy shit. Try that. So, hey, if you have friends and you want a drinking game or just a game in general.
All right. Because you don't have friends. Because if we don't have friends, play by
yourself. Call us. We'll be your friend.
All right. Ready? We're going to go down from Jarrett all the way to Soup, and we got to do the outro. Just say something, and then we got to go all the way to Soup, and Soup has to finish by the time we get to him.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it for us here in the Pine Room Studios.
Thank you for joining us for episode
119, and this has been an awesome time. Thank God you're
here to hang out with us, sponsored by Little Caesars, Popeyes, Dunkin' Donuts, and American Airlines.
That's not true. Maybe one day. We love you.